This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The emerald ash borer has been found in parts of the Tri-States region, including most recently in McDonough County. The insect destroys healthy ash trees. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Stern talked to a horticulture educator about EAB's destructive impact and methods to treat ash trees.
Chris Enroth of the University of Illinois Extension says the invasive species originates in Asia. He says the pest was found in the United States in the early 2000s in Michigan. Since then, EAB has made its way to the tri-states. Enroth says the primary way of travel for the insect is people transporting wood. He says McDonough County residents must now use necessary precautions and treatments to protect ash trees.
So the feeding begins at the top of the tree, and the emerald ash borers, they work their way down from there. The one thing that makes ash such a great landscape tree is that they're pretty resilient and they're tough trees, and so they are going to respond to this feeding damage by sending up what we call epicormic shoots or water sprouts. It's a lot of this twiggy, upright growth in the tree, and so that's the tree trying to overcome the feeding pressure from these beetles. Unfortunately, though, it just won't, and you'll slowly start to see that damage moving from the top of the canopy down to, you know, the soil line. Some other signs and symptoms of emerald ash borer is you'll start to see cracking in the trunk. You're also going to start seeing a lot of woodpecker damage because our woodpeckers actually do feed on the larval form of the borer, which is what's tunneling and killing the ash trees. And so you'll start to see a lot of white striping or flecking on the trunk as the woodpeckers are breaking the bark off looking for the beetles.
So what kind of treatment would the ash tree receive for this?
There's really only two options that homeowners have here. You can either treat your tree with a systemic insecticide or you cut it down. I guess the third option is to do nothing, but you know, to do nothing would mean you're cutting it down eventually.
Yeah.
But the systemic insecticide, that's something for homeowners. You can only be applying these to trees that have a 15-inch diameter or less. Homeowners can use a soil drench of an insecticide, which the tree takes up. Typically, we apply it in the spring, and it protects the tree from any feeding damage. You know, so the tree is essentially toxic to insects, and it dies. So that's a systemic. If you have a tree larger than 15 inches in diameter, you have to call a licensed applicator to treat it.
And does that stuff work? Like, does it cure it or does it just...
Unfortunately, there's no real cure for this. And so you'll have to be doing this. Kind of depends on the product you use. So if you use products with the active ingredient imidacloprid, you'll be having to do that every single year. And I would say the minimum cost for that's probably anywhere from, depending on the size of the tree, anywhere from $25 up to $75. That's kind of minimum cost. Larger trees, you're looking at $100, $150, maybe $200. The other product you can use can only be applied by a professional licensed pesticide applicator, and that's a product called emamectin benzoate. It's commonly known in the industry as triage. And what we're seeing is we're getting a little bit longer protection. And so I believe the label states it gives you about 2 years protection, but Michigan State University studies show it might give you about 3 years of protection of the tree.
Okay. In your little summary of about emerald ash borers, it said that if it's not treated, you just need to remove the tree. Why is that, basically?
The one unique thing about this invasive species pest is that it attacks healthy trees. Our native borers, they only go after stressed or dying trees. So this kills good, healthy ash trees. And once that tree is dead, it actually starts to degrade fairly quickly when it's out in the natural environment. You have about 2 years before that tree essentially would probably fall down. And so that's why we recommend to homeowners, if you are not treating and you do have a substantial amount of dead canopy in your ash tree, you really do need to have it removed because it does pose a danger hazard to any people below, any property, objects, structures below. So we really have to get those removed as soon as we can.
What kind of future do you see for our ash trees in the area?
The future for our ash trees is pretty bleak at the moment. Basically, what we're doing is we're kind of waiting for this wave of emerald ash borer to sweep through, pretty much kill every single ash tree. And, you know, we kind of have our fingers crossed somewhere here in the Midwest or North America, there's going to be maybe a few lone ash trees standing that maybe are a bit more resistant to that. You know, kind of sit tight, cut down your tree or treat them, and that's about all we can do right now.
Chris Enroth is a horticulture educator with the University of Illinois Extension. He says planting a diversity of tree species could avert a complete wipeout of trees vulnerable to specific pests. For now, Enroth says residents in the region should keep an eye out for EAB. Ash tree owners can contact him at the University of Illinois Extension for more information regarding the threat. I'm Emily Stern, Tri-States Public Radio News.